To hear the story of our Lord's birth as told in the Gospel of Luke, and we hope with the help of our children.
Absolutely.
The pictures of our story will appear on the screens. Children who would be more comfortable remaining in their seats along with their parents are welcome to stay right where they are. However, this is Christmas Eve story time, and we'd love to have some children join us right here at the front of the sanctuary. So children of any age are welcome to come on down, fill the floor in front of us, stay towards the center if possible so you can see as well as you can.
Right in here, squishing.
And when we have gathered, our story will begin.
Scooting in, guys.
Scooch in, just like your parents did back there in their pews. It's great to have our chancel filled. We have been waiting, and Christmas is almost here. Can you believe it? Are you ready? Yes. Some say yes, and some say no. I think that's the same with the grown-ups. Tonight, when we lit the candles over there on our Advent wreath, we heard some sounds that tell us what we have been waiting for as Christmas comes. We're waiting for hope. And we're waiting for peace. You make the sound of peace. We are waiting for joy. And we're waiting for love. What does that sound like? What does that remind you of? What? A heart, a drum beating like a heart. Finally, we are waiting for Jesus, who brings God's light to us at Christmas. I wonder what the sound of Christmas is. I wonder what the sound of Christmas is. To hear the sound of Christmas, we have to be very quiet and we have to listen carefully. Let's see how quiet you can be. Shh. Our story tonight is called Silent Christmas. You can look at the screen to see the pictures, or you can look up here, and Mrs. Carroll and I will show you the pictures as we read the story. Guess what? Our book has lots of pictures, but it doesn't have any words. You're going to help us with the words. Are you ready? Oh, we'll see. This is God's messenger. Do you see God's messenger? With a special message. I wonder what the message is. Who do you think this is with the messenger? Anybody have a guess? Say it out loud. Mary! Yes, it's Mary. On the day God's messenger brought a message to her. Do you see the messenger? Coming to Mary? Listen.
Don't be afraid, Mary, because God is pleased with you. You will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. This baby will be holy. He will be called the Son of God.
Look! Look at the small picture. Who do you see? Joseph. Who else?
Donkey.
And Mary. That's right. Look at the big picture. What are they doing? They're traveling and they're going to Bethlehem. Very good. Right. Say, and I'm going, that's my next question. Why?
To have the baby.
To have the baby. Of course. Listen.
At that time, Caesar Augustus sent an order to all people in the countries that were under Roman rule. The order said that they must list their names in a register. This was the first registration taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own towns to be registered.
Look, where are they now? Bethlehem, that's right. But what is Joseph pointing to? A house, a stable, that is right. Phew, they're almost there. Listen.
So Joseph left Nazareth, a town in Galilee. He went to the town of Bethlehem in Judea. This town was known as the town of David. Joseph went there because he was from the family of David. Joseph registered with Mary because she was engaged to marry him. Mary was now pregnant.
Look! What is happening now?
She's about
to have that. That's right, she's about to have that baby. She sure is. Look at the little picture. What's Joseph doing down there? You can just say it. He's kind of, he's not really making hay. What's he doing? Oh, he's making a bed. Good one. Out of hay, isn't he? Look at the big picture. What's Joseph doing now, boys and girls? He's holding Mary's hand.
And he's laying down Mary on the hay, I heard over
nice.
Here.
Nice. That's correct. Yeah. He sure is. You know what? Joseph took really good care of Mary while they waited for Jesus to be born. He sure did. Absolutely. Listen.
While Joseph and Mary were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son. There were no rooms left in the inn, so she wrapped the baby with cloths and laid him in a box where the animals are fed.
Look! Jesus is here!
Yay!
What do you see in the window? Good job, boys and girls. The bird is the messenger. Right. Boys and girls, look. There's light. And it's shining on what?
The baby and
Mary. The baby and Mary. That's right. Let's look at the little picture. What is this?
The angel.
And the angel's pointing at the?
Star.
Very nice. You guys are all so smart. When Jesus was born, there was a very special star in the night sky right over the place where Jesus lay. The star told everyone that a baby had been born and that he was going to be the savior of the world. Look, where is baby Jesus now?
In the manger, in the hay.
That's right. He's laying in the hay in the manger, isn't he? Who else is in that stable with him?
The donkey
and the cow and the messenger. You guys catch on really fast, don't you? Listen.
The angel said, "This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a feeding box."
Look, what do you see now?
Shepherds.
And a million sheep. And what else? And what Oh, our excitement is growing now. What are the shepherds doing? They're watching the sheep. What else are they doing?
Listening to an angel.
They're listening to an angel. What else are they doing?
Going to Bethlehem.
Going to Bethlehem to see Jesus. And what is the angel doing? Pointing to the star. So why is the angel pointing to the star?
Because that's the special star.
It's a special star. It shows where Jesus is. The special star shows where Jesus is. And where is Jesus? Bethlehem. Is Jesus in a comfy room in the Holiday Inn in Bethlehem? Where is Jesus?
In the manger.
Because there's no room at the Holiday Inn. That's right.
That's right.
That's right. Listen.
That night, some shepherds were in the fields nearby watching their sheep. An angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord was shining around them, and suddenly they became very frightened. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, because I am bringing you some good news. It will be a joy to all the people. Today your Savior was born in David's town. He is Christ the Lord." Then a very large group of angels from heaven joined the first angels. All the angels were praising God, saying, "Glory to God in heaven, and on earth let there be peace to the people who please God." Then the angels left the shepherds and went back to heaven. The shepherds said to each other, "Well, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened. We will see this thing the Lord told us about."
And the shepherds took off to find this special baby.
Look at the small picture. Who is this? The three wise men, and they're pointing to something. They are. But you know what? There are lots of stars in this sky. What is special about this big one? Tell me. Because it's pointing to Jesus, isn't it? That's right. That's right. And the three kings are following it. That's right. Listen.
After Jesus was born, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is this baby who was born to be the king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east, and we came to worship him."
Look, who did they find? That's right. But you know, they're carrying something. Can you look? I bet you know what's in these bottles.
Gold.
Gold and frankincense and myrrh. That's right. Good job. Listen.
When the wise men saw the star, they were filled with joy. They went to the house where the child was and saw him with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshiped the child.
Look, do you see the angel?
Wait on.
Do you see the angel? Where's the angel? The angel's over here. See the angel? Yeah, there's the angel. Do you see the shepherds and their sheep? Oh, and you see the wise men too?
Yeah.
Yes, they all saw the bright light of the star and followed it. So they followed the bright light of the star. Where else do you see light in this picture?
In the house.
In the house, in the stable. And how come there would be light coming from the house and the stable?
It's Jesus.
Because it's Jesus. Yes, the star is telling us that Jesus is in the house, right? The star is telling us that baby Jesus is in the manger and that God's light has come right into our world. Look, there's baby Jesus in the manger. Yay, the light who was born to show us God's love. What is everybody doing now that they have found baby Jesus? They're worshiping him, I heard over here. What else? Bowing down, praising him. All right, now I want you to look very, very carefully at the hands of the characters as I name them and follow Mrs. Carroll. She's going to show you what to do with your hands. Mary's hands are over her heart. Listen.
Mary hid these things in her heart. She continued to think about them.
Joseph's hands are folded in prayer. Listen.
Joseph did what the Lord's angel told him to do. Joseph married Mary.
The wise men's hands are giving their gifts. Listen.
They opened the gifts they brought for him. They gave him treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
And baby Jesus' arms are open wide to welcome all. Listen. See what love God has given us, that we should be called children of God. Look, everybody is gathered around baby Jesus, and so are we. We have come to the end of Silent Christmas, but not to the end of the story. Look, here is the messenger again, with a message for us. It is the sound of Christmas. Mrs. Carroll and I are going to whisper the message to you in a minute, and then you can whisper it to each other, and then when we tell you to go back to your seats, you can whisper it to your moms and dads and the others around you. Are you ready? Okay, go back and tell the others. Whisper down the lane time. Tell those around you, what is the sound of Christmas? So, congregation, who can tell me what is the sound of Christmas? Tell me back what they said to you.
You are the sound of Christmas.
You are the sound of Christmas. You are the sound of hope, peace, joy, and love when you follow Jesus' way. You are the sound of wonder when you bow humbly before his manger. You are the sound of light and of life when your praise fills the darkness, when your gifts reach out to your family and friends and beyond, when you follow stars and find the child whose light spills from your face and splashes our world with God's grace. You are the sound of Christmas for every longing heart. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.